Welcome to 3 weeks, One Heart, a journey to deepen Ahavas Yisrael, a singular entity. How do we wrap our head around the mitzvah of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha? How can we possibly fulfill the expectation to love another person as much as we love ourselves when, as humans, it almost seems like we're programmed from birth to care about ourselves as priority number one? In the next few days, we will explore some fundamental ideas that make such an ideal achievable. The key, however, is to ensure that these concepts don't remain in the intellectual sphere, but rather the goal is to ingrain them in our minds, allowing them to influence our thoughts, actions, and most sincere feelings. It's hard to truly love another person when we see him or her as another, as a distinct, separate being from ourselves. I'm here, you're over there. We look like two separate people. But the spiritual reality reveals a very different picture. The Navi Yecheskel in Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, describes the Jewish people as Adam Atem. You are a person. The Jewish people, an entire nation, made up of millions, men, women, and children, are described in the singular. The Navi says we are an Adam. The Jewish people are described as a single human being because the reality is that the Jewish people are one singular entity. The Tomer Devora poignantly describes this reality. Kol Yisrael heim she'er basar elu im elu. All of Yisrael are connected. They are the flesh of each other's flesh. Mepnei shaneshamos kilulos yachad yesh bazeh chelak zeh uvazeh chelak zeh. All of their souls are bound together. This one has a share in that, and that one has a share in this. My friends, I'm in New Jersey, and English is my native language. You may be in Eretz Yisrael, or Mexico City, or Paris, and speak Ivrit, Spanish, or French. And our lifestyles, political opinions, and hashkafos may be very, very different from each other. On the surface, the Jewish people look like 15.7 million people spread across the globe. And it's hard to love 15.7 million unique individuals. But when we can train ourselves to recognize that we are actually part of one another, then loving you, well, suddenly that is not quite as impossible as it may seem, because you are actually part of me, and I am part of you. There's a famous Gemara in the Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Nedarim, Mishnah Tes Halacha Daled, which explains how it's possible for someone to not take revenge or harbor animosity towards another Jew who caused them hurt. The Gemara uses a mashal. If someone is cutting meat with a knife and their hand slips, cutting a finger on their right hand, would they pick up the knife with their right hand to take retribution on their left hand? Of course not. The finger and the right hand and the left hand are all parts of one singular person. We don't operate as separate organ systems. If someone is suffering in one area of their body, then their entire body is impacted. It is only when every part of the body is functioning well that the entire person feels good and functions optimally. This is analogous to the spiritual anatomy of the Jewish people. Our external bodies are separate, but at a soul level, we are completely connected and bound up with each other. When another Jew is hurt, we are hurt. And when another Jew benefits, we benefit. The more we can replace our vision of seeing each other as separate people with recognizing each other as parts of our very own selves, then the easier it becomes to fulfill the Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. Because when we love and benefit a fellow Jew, we are in essence loving and benefiting our very selves. 3 weeks, One Heart is dedicated by Chana Sara Le'iloi Nishmas, her mother, Minet Shimmel, Mindel Bas Moshe Yosef, and Shendel Dina, who imbued her family with a love of Hashem and the magnificence of Shabbos.